Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Welcome back to the here and now. It's good to be back. Isn't it nice just to be able to hang out and let go of the past and the future? You know, to let go of anticipation, expectation, even for a moment being free of the need to know. It's almost like a weight that comes off your heart, you know? Because needing to know is a burden, isn't it? Like, where are we? What's going on? When are we going to get there? How will we know? Or whatever the question is, inquiry is. Just to be able to be at ease, really. To be able just to enjoy. To be open. And even just for a little bit, not caught in resistance. Not caught in reactivity, not caught in the mind treadmill. Just open-minded, open-hearted, open-bodied, open-being. Just open. So simple, you know, I mean, simple is too complicated. As I often say, I think what we're really looking for is just to be happy. You know? Just right now. Not next life or, you know, when all the karma lines up. When all the right circumstances finally show up. Right now. That's the opportunity, actually, of our essential awakening for everyone, because it's what we are fundamentally. Underneath all of the filters and all of the veils or all the roles, we're just here, being. And when that's happening, there's just this pleasure of seeing you. You know? Nothing's missing. Nothing's lacking. Nothing needs to be fixed, figured out, gotten rid of, held on to. Because open-heartedness, which is our real natural state of being, is fully giving. It's ultimate generosity and simultaneously ultimately fulfilling. So when we're open, we're both giving fully and receiving fully simultaneously. And that's what the transmission of the Dharma actually means. It's not an intellectual process. It's complete surrender and complete fulfillment simultaneously. Because we are all that energy presence, not someone's got it and you're going to get it from them if you pay enough. There is a mirror effect. There is a kind of support or help that happens coming here or somewhere like this where, you know, the dust clears and we're, our brightness is reflected back to us. And it's awesome, isn't it? It's almost as good as the cookies. Not quite, but close. Particularly if they're from Tartine. Sorry. I can understand why it's called mana. You know, there's this food from heaven. It's this nourishment. It's this yumminess. You know, when we're not being somebody. That's all it means, you know. Non-duality, that's such a kind of... It's just repackaging of ancient wisdom. It's been said many ways. So... And you already know all this, see? You already know all of this. It's all, that wisdom is already deeply in you, you know? And we're all finding out how to listen to that and let it guide us and liberate us. So in a way, coming here also kind of clarifies or purifies the guidance system. Maybe gives it a little new rewiring and maybe a upgrade to the software upgrade. It's amazing. I mean, I'm blown away by the miracle of it all the time. Even when I'm pissed off about something. It's okay to be human. Don't worry about that. In fact, it's wonderful to be human. And awakening means you can be fully human. You can actually be real. Be authentically aligned with your own creative movement here.
So you find out how to follow that inner guidance system, rather than some idea or some concept or someone else's. Protocol. That deep trust, you know, because once it's foreground, it's obvious this is it, and doesn't need an explanation. But what it does require is a willingness to not be in control, to not be caught in beliefs, but to literally have a open mind that is completely unburdened, that is completely available right now to discover what's happening. And in that, there's a brightness, there's a scintillating aliveness, which is really what we're here to have, to be alive fully. I don't know if this is true or not, but I remember I had a teacher decades ago, a spiritual teacher said that Christos means light. Is that right? Is that what it means? Whatever. Okay. And that you know, Christmas or the Christos is the birth of the light. Like Buddha means awake. Same description of what we're here for. What's already happening here. So we're always celebrating the birth of the light. I find it, I've said this before, but amazing when I, you know, talk to somebody over Skype like this, you know, in Australia, for instance, and this presence, this energy is right there, mutually perceived simultaneously. How far out is that? Or even people tell me on the podcast they get it. How cool is that? Well, we don't know what's going on. Isn't that a relief? I think it's a huge relief. I used to be very heavily weighted with knowing. It was very heavy. And I remember when that burden lifted, and it literally felt weightless. Like I literally felt like I was floating. Amazing. So you really find this light and you just enjoy its radiance, like sunbathing, you know, on a beautiful day. It feels good. So enjoy the light that is what you are. I think that's really what we're celebrating. You know? It's such a joy to celebrate it with you and to be here. So I really appreciate you coming. I know it's a busy time, strangely. Let's sit for a few minutes and then I think we can party. I always hesitate to use words, you know, because they often bring us up into our head. And really, I think where we really want to be is in our heart. And I think that's the real eventual blooming in this process of awakening, is not just experiencing the light, but really the big heart and the connectedness in the big heart. So I know it can be a very difficult journey at times, very, very, very difficult and very overwhelming. And but I'm glad that we have the space together to really find that deep nurturing and support for that to really come to fruition. And it does. It really does. So I'm delighted to be with you and to spend this time with you, and look forward to seeing you soon. And in the meantime, take wonderful, extra good care of yourself during these holiday periods. And happy trails.